What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Today is Tuesday, August 19th. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Anheuser-Busch later this morning will announce a major cash infusion into the historic St. Louis Brewery Complex. KMOX's Michael Calhoun has a heads up on the details.
This is all part of a massive investment across the United States in infrastructure, capital spending by Anheuser-Busch, $300 million in total across the country in St. Louis at the hometown brewery. That includes $15 million to up the ante on the supply chain infrastructure as they bring in more of those American-grown hops and other ingredients for that beer. And then the other half of this in St. Louis has to deal with the workers who actually man these lines. The Technical Excellence Center, a training facility that's in partnership with the National Association of Manufacturers, is opening in St. Louis. Brendan Whitworth, the CEO, said at Anheuser-Busch, "We believe the future of American manufacturing begins right in our hometown."
Tonight at 7, the St. Charles City Council will have a meeting, but there will be no vote on how to generate a proposed data center. The deal is off the table, at least for now.
KMOX has been reporting since last week on how residents did not want the data center for a couple of reasons. The company's identity was a secret, and they had health concerns because of contamination that already is in the area of North St. Charles near Highway 370. Mayor Dan Borgmeyer.
The city doesn't buy the land. We don't own the land. We're not involved in it. It's all between Clayco, the landowners, the EPA, and everybody else that's involved in the thing. So the city has nothing to do with it other than they need to come to us for special use permits for things like diesel fuel, which earlier when we talked, the only thing it was about was diesel fuel. So now they've even retracted all that.
Borgmeyer says they may come back with solar, gas, or some other source to power a data center. The mayor says residents may still show up tonight at the council meeting to talk. But as of now, there's no project. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
And Maria goes in depth on this story coming up this morning at 8:24. I have Boeing machinists on strike had to make tough financial decisions yet?
I spoke with Mitchell and Andrew, both of which who have been with the union for about 2 years. They tell me that they've begun to cut corners, at least in small ways, to help make ends meet.
If I have to skip, you know, eating out at the buffet to come here to the picket line, I'll do that. If I have to skip, you know, a night out at the movies to come here and do that, I'll do it.
I even had to start clipping coupons out of the mail just to save some money.
Both have also begun picking up side jobs to go along with their strike pay that they just began receiving as the strike rolls into its third week. Outside Boeing headquarters, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Meta facing widespread condemnation for its AI chatbot's ability to have sensual and romantic chats with children on Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. According to an internal document obtained by Reuters, the company's rules deemed such conversations acceptable. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley calls the policies sick and reprehensible and has announced a probe of the company. As chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Crime and Counterterrorism, Hawley is demanding documents from Meta to determine who approved the policies and what the company has done to stop the conduct. The independent investigation into the May 16th tornado response outlines what needs to be done so the city's prepared for the next storm.
The report says the city's emergency agency, SEMA, must be fully staffed and work with the fire and police departments to create a single written plan for who is in charge during a crisis. A major priority is to update the city's main emergency plan, which hasn't been touched since 2003. To ensure the sirens work next time, the report recommends adding backups to the system, like extra signal repeaters, so that one failure can't take down the whole network. The city should also require police, fire officials who are prompted into leadership roles to complete higher-level incident command training. Mayor Kara Spencer, in a statement, sums it up. Quote, "This investigation makes it clear that there were breakdowns on several levels," close quote. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The clock is ticking for warehouse operators across Illinois to come up with emergency evacuation and response plans. The Warehouse Tornado Preparedness Act is now law.
Warehouses that are already in existence and not newly constructed, those are the the plans that you have to follow. You have 120 days from Friday, from it becoming a law, to get those plans in order.
State Senator Christopher Belt tells KMOX for future construction, the rules are even more strict. Newly built warehouses will have to either contain a dedicated emergency storm shelter or be built to a life safety performance level. You can hear more from Senator Belt at 8:42.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.